W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is tornado damage this morning in Alabama and Mississippi. At least two deaths have been reported. Two people were killed north of Montgomery, Alabama. They were in a home that was struck by a tree. Severe weather is expected to move east from the storm system. The government says the economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate from July through September, an upgrade from previous estimates. It comes despite high interest rates and chronic inflation. Congress is preparing to take up a bill preventing a freight rail strike. In the House, Michelle Fishback is a Republican from Minnesota.
Our country's economy can't handle a strike that reports would say would cost $2 billion a day.
The bill lawmakers are considering would impose a compromised labor agreement brokered by the Biden administration that was ultimately voted down by four of the 12 freight rail unions. Inflation in Europe has eased for the first time in almost a year.
Despite a modest easing, the double-digit rate still hovers near a record that's robbed consumers of their spending power and led economists to predict a recession. An EU agency says the consumer price index in the 19 countries that use the euro currency hit 10% in November from a year earlier. That was a drop from 10.6% in October, the first decrease since June 2021. Out-of-control inflation is being fed by high energy prices caused by Russia largely cutting off natural gas over the war in Ukraine, as well as bottlenecks in supplies of raw materials and parts, and rebounding demand after COVID-19 pandemic restrictions ended. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Indiana's Republican Attorney General asked the state's Medical Licensing Board to discipline an Indianapolis doctor who spoke publicly about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim who traveled from Ohio after its more restrictive abortion law took effect. This is AP News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-386-7195 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Racine man police call the dating app predator is in jail facing charges. Timothy Olson was arrested yesterday in Franklin on preliminary charges of kidnapping and identity theft. He's also linked to the death of a Cudahy woman. Police believe Olson drugged women, then stole money and other valuables. This year's deer season was a success for Wisconsin hunters. The Department of Natural Resources says the deer harvest was up 14% this year compared to last year. Hunters killed a little more than 203,000 deer this year. Much of the credit goes to this season's mild weather and a large deer population. In sports, the Bucks are at the Knicks tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. How you doing, big guy?
I'm only there for a minute. I'm doing well.
It's a Wednesday afternoon here, the final day of November. Tomorrow is December, folks. And you are listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Double Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Also broadcasting around the state in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, and where Brian's holding down the fort in Waukesha. I just said Oshkosh. You're not there today.
The Shaw. My mom gets to, like I said, three dead dogs before she gets to my name. Yep.
I wanted to make sure I hit them all, and then I double repeated on for air support up there in Oshkosh. So you're holding down the fort in the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, the Beast of the East, as 540 likes to be referred to.
I wouldn't call it holding down as much as in it. I'm more sitting in it and pretending with a stick. That's the level of effectiveness I am at holding this fort down right now.
There you go. You've planted your flag and you are holding steady.
Well, that means it's mine. If you plant a flag, it's yours.
Yes.
No flag, no country. That's the rules.
Those are the rules, Eddie. Thank you very much for that one.
Yeah,
folks, if you want to join the program, share your tangent with us, 844-967-2789. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of headlines, Brian. There's a lot of stuff going on.
If you are, you know what? I'm going to use the flag transition. If you have a rainbow flag, fly it high today.
Yes. Today is last night specifically, but today we're talking about it because it happened relatively later in the evening yesterday. But the U.S. Senate passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which is a BFD. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Big freaking deal. And the fact that it was pioneered by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, I think should not be understated.
Yeah.
I think the effort that Senator Baldwin did to find bipartisan support, have Republicans across the aisle join her to codify protections for same-sex and interracial marriage, is historic. And so it passed the U.S. Senate yesterday. It is going to go back to the House of Representatives for some modifications because they did pass a slightly different version than the House had passed previously this year. And then it will go to Biden's desk, hopefully. But this is a historic day, Brian.
Yeah, 61-36 passage. That's huge. That's more than she needed. And here's a quote from Tammy Baldwin. Many of these same-sex and interracial couples are fearful, said Tammy Baldwin. This is reading from the WisPolitics summary. The first openly gay member of the U.S. Senate is Tammy Baldwin. They're worried that the rights, responsibilities, and freedoms that they enjoy through civil marriage could be stripped away. Right now, the Senate has the opportunity to put those fears to rest and give millions of people in same-sex and interracial marriages the certainty, dignity, and respect they need and deserve. Reading further down, Senate earlier this week amended this bill to address some concerns Republicans had raised about the legislation potentially infringing on religious freedoms. Not actually, but potentially. And one of those people who were so scared about it was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, giving no support to his fellow senator. Ron Johnson.
As far as I'm aware, Wisconsin has one very hardworking U.S. senator, and that's it. And that individual is Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Ron Johnson's going with the corporate model of things where, you know, one person does all the work and then he just profits from it. So Senator Ron Johnson has said the amendment didn't go far enough, and he was among those who opposed the bill. By the way, we'll talk about that situation a little later on because we're going to get to the rail workers. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Ron Johnson has said the amendment didn't go far enough, and he was opposed to the bill because the amendment didn't protect religious. What religious freedoms are you concerned about that is more concerned than what Mitt Romney was concerned about?
Well, or a different Republican senator in the piece that I have here in front of me from CNN, Brian, Republican senator from West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito. Her quote was, "I will be supporting the substitute amendment because it will ensure our religious freedoms are upheld and protected, one of the bedrocks of our democracy."
Huh.
So.
Huh. So that, I guess Ron Johnson is a devoutly religious man, or is such a fierce defender of religious freedom, or is that what his donors told him to do?
Or somehow he's looking for unity through division? I don't know. Sometimes they say that you can do addition through subtraction, Brian. I don't think you can necessarily do the same with trying to find unity through the division that Senator Ron Johnson espouses.
Great job, Senator Ron Johnson. But either way, we're praising Tammy Baldwin because, again, she spearheaded this effort.
Yes, she did. And so this vote happened yesterday. She gave a speech along with a couple of other senators as well on the Senate floor. And it was moving. It was including some of the quotes that you just read. It was a moving speech. And I'm very grateful that we have Senator Tammy Baldwin working on behalf of Wisconsinites, working on behalf of the LGBT community, working on behalf of all Americans. In the U.S. Senate representing Wisconsin. And yesterday, it's an historic milestone that needs to be talked about because she's also the first openly gay U.S. senator.
Yeah.
And so for her to be able to spearhead this effort and to get to where we are today it is amazing. And so I am so proud to have her as our senator here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm hoping that we can continue to see some bipartisan wins in this lame duck session, Brian, because there's a couple, we got a month and a couple days left between now and the swearing in of the next Congress. I think a lot of the time you don't see a whole lot get done in this period. And so for this to happen, because everybody was talking about how it needed to, we were hopeful that this would be passed before the election.
Yes,
it wasn't, and a lot of the times when you pass up on it before the election, you're like, okay, we're just gonna have to revisit this next session, next Congress, and for her to put the desire to get it done as soon as possible behind her and focus solely on delivering this rather than the politics of trying to get it passed before the election. Just goes to show as well how effective, but how good of a legislator Senator Tammy Baldwin is.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great victory, and it needs to be celebrated.
Yeah. I need to also just bring up the fact that once Trump won, Tammy Baldwin wasn't out there going, "Oh, this sucks. Oh, man, we have to fight against and things like that."
I'm going to filibuster everything. No, that's not the approach she took.
What she did was she took the agenda that Trump set out, I want to make American products. I want to make things in America. I want to keep jobs here. So literally every bill that she spearheaded or got a part of was furthering that exact agenda. From her point of view, of course, but again, it was furthering that agenda. Not decrying it, not trying to stop anything. She actually tried to do things to make, like, Made in America bills. And she's just a really great senator, and she does a really good job, and she doesn't grandstand, and she should be celebrated, is really what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Brian, because, and I think it's also important to point out that she passed, I believe, more, I forget the exact stipulations of this statistic, but I believe she passed more bills when she was in the minority than Ron Johnson passed when he was in the majority. So it's like she is an effective legislator, and yesterday her ability to break the filibuster, get more than 60 votes to be able to pass the Respect for Marriage Act is huge, and it's fantastic news, folks. So
yeah, and I think it's great that, you know, Senator Ron Johnson and other Republicans are using the religious freedom as another cover for bigotry. Good job.
No, that's just really upsetting.
Oh, yeah.
Sarcasm be damned on that one. That's just
true.
Really upsetting.
That's really upsetting. In this day and age, are you kidding me?
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. But it is an historic time, and there's a lot going on in this lame duck session, as I referred to. We got the passing of the Respect for Marriage Act in the U.S. Senate. We've also got some labor updates that are coming for the potential to avert a rail strike. And so we got one of Brian's favorite individuals to get some news from, so we're going to be talking about that, as well as Robin Voss a little bit. To be a fly on the wall on this one, Brian, he's sitting down today virtually. It is virtual.
Oh, it's so virtual, so the lights probably will be on him.
Okay. Right, it's the comfort of his own home. He's just behind a Zoom screen, I would assume. But he's sitting down with the January 6th Select Committee, sharing some details about a phone call that he had with the former president back in July. So I'm hoping that's just super uncomfortable for him. Just really, really hoping that he's not enjoying his time being questioned by the January 6th Committee. Here's
a hot take for you. He's going to pretend to have internet issues, and then, oh my goodness, I'm in Burlington. I can't possibly internet. And then Tammy Baldwin
Evers should just appear on the screen and just be like, I've delivered broadband to the state.
Well, I was going to say, Tammy Baldwin's going to show up and say, I'm delivering broadband funds to you. And then Robin Voss is saying, I don't want your big government dollars, and refuses the internet funds to help him with his own internet, because Robin Voss would rather stick himself in the eye than help anybody in Wisconsin.
That sounds about right, Brian. That sounds about right. And we've got an official announcement for somebody entering the ring. Judge Jennifer Darrow officially entering.
Color me shocked.
Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And so we'll get into that as well.
Really awesome show covered that yesterday.
Oh, if you want to check out that podcast, go to civicmedia.us, go to Dueling Tangents. You can listen to that entire show, but we're going to discuss it a little bit today with the official announcement as well. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents, and it's going to be a fun Wednesday afternoon, folks. Stay tuned with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 28 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14 tonight. Clear skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Slapping the bass, man.
Slapping the bass, man.
Was it BS? BS. Either way,
bass.
Fun.
Either way, you're listening to Dueling Tangents.
Yeah.
with Luke and Brian.
Evan is definitely slapping the BS.
Yes. Yes, he is.
I like to bring this up a lot because it's fun. It's a fun linguistic thing to do because acting and stuff like that. I like to do accents. I like to do different voices. You can hear them a lot on Duffel Radio over there in Madison. Not all of them are great, and that's okay. I understand that. Ways to think about things. I was told a Jamaican accent says bacon the same way an Australian accent says beer can.
Yep.
Beer
I've
can.
Heard it too.
Beer can. Beer can.
Yeah. It's fun like that. It's a little fun linguistic thing.
This isn't like making fun of or any sort of. I love it. It's more like when I do these things, I relish in it. That type of thing.
Yeah.
I love doing a Russian accent because there's an inherent in the background of it. Like all of it is just like. And that's consistent with the playwrights I've read. I studied Chekhov in college, which is not, they call that a comedy. It is not. Oh, look, Cherry Orchard. Yes, it all broke down. She's falling in love and the world is ending. It's funny. They're all dying. You know, that type of stuff. It's just like in Russian philosophy is just not very uplifting. I'll just say that.
No, it's not very. It's not the most optimistic philosophy.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
The Russian people I've met, fantastic folks. I enjoyed my time with them. The accent itself lends itself to a little bit of a. Bleh. My point is that I enjoy getting into different characters, and I like saying Biakin a lot.
You do a great Chicago one too, and so it's Bears Packers
that's
week,
because
baby.
It's because every audition I ever go on, can you do a Dennis Farina? Hey, can you be more like Dennis Farina? Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, listen, pal. Don't you tell me what I'm doing. A lot of being full of bacon in your mouth. Going back to bacon,
sausage, anything like that.
Or just a cocktail we need that's been overcooked way too much under the lights and is now testifying before Congress.
Yeah, at least virtually. I'm a little upset that he didn't have to fly in, Brian. But again, to be a fly in that Zoom meeting or just get the chance to see hopefully how uncomfortable he is having to answer these questions. But... Assembly Speaker Robin Voss here in the state of Wisconsin sitting down with the January 6th House Select Committee. Because, folks, even though they've given all of their public hearings, they're still continuing the investigation into January 6th, 2021. There's pretty good belief that this Congress, as the Democrats lose the majority in the House of Representatives are going to do something to try to transfer if Senator Raphael Warnock is reelected in Georgia for this runoff election next week. I think there's a pretty good chance with 51 senators in the U.S. Senate, they no longer have a 50-50 split on committees, and the entire makeup of the Senate gets to shift a little bit more Democratic, and they would have the ability to form a select committee in the Senate and just kind of, all right, the staff's moving to the other side of the building kind of thing. And so it's important that the work continues for the House Select Committee. There's also a special prosecutor now that has been named to look into some of the crimes from Donald Trump. And lo and behold, I have a feeling there's a connection there. And that's why the House Select Committee is interviewing Assembly Speaker Robin Voss today, because he was having phone calls with the former guy. And the former guy is the subject to these investigations. And so the context that Robin Voss can provide, I think, will be an important aspect of how this investigation continues going forward.
Now, as much as I like to go and, you know, talk about Robin Voss's ridiculous political ambitions and the
lighting $1.2 million on fire, letting Michael Gableman run roughshod.
There's a lot of things I disagree with a lot and very vehemently on with Robin Voss. And we can talk about having Robin, like you said, Gableman running roughshod over everything, even though what I'm about to say is kind of in Robin Voss's defense. He's probably providing information that is not very good for Trump, but actually makes Robin Voss look kind of good by saying, because again, he came out of that conversation saying, you can't decertify the election. Robin Voss is the one who said you can't. The reason why all the Republicans turned on him, the reason why Adam Steen is on top of him, the reason why Donald Trump said Robin Voss is a bad person, needs to be replaced. Toss Voss. This Toss Voss movement was because Robin Voss came out of that conversation and said you cannot decertify the election.
Yeah, but he's no Brian Kemp, where down in Georgia he like emphatically was tossing it out. Like, Robin Voss flirted with this line for as long as he possibly could.
Oh, of course.
Robin Voss was like, oh, we're just going to keep looking into it. This is the whole purpose of Michael Gableman. We're going to see what we can do. And I think if there was a different makeup of what was happening in the State Assembly and State Senate after these past midterms, I think Robin Voss would have tried to do something. He would have changed.
Yeah, the continuation of that is you can't decertify because I don't have enough votes to go and do that.
It's not that rosy of a light that he's being cast in.
Hey, it's better than the darkness and filth that everybody else is in there. He's at least got his face up above going, it looks not bad, see?
It's still pretty bad, folks. But
yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. It's like, why did you not do it? Like, he's basically avoiding any prosecution by saying, legally, I did everything I told everybody I couldn't.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We're going to continue on with a couple more Wisconsin headlines and talk about the potential rail strike or averted rail strike, depending on what's going on in Congress. The votes continue. Going to get to that story and your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Be a cat.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The EU wants to set up a UN-backed specialized court to investigate possible war crimes by Russia in Ukraine.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU...
Each and every day we have this honor to serve in Congress to deliver.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her team are stepping aside once Republicans assume the majority in the House. Christine McVie, the British-born Fleetwood Mac vocalist, songwriter, and keyboard player, has died. McVie told the AP in 2014 she and Lindsey Buckingham operated on the same musical wavelength.
We were the only two musicians in the band, really, and we've always managed to weave around each other and sort of anticipate quite well what the other one's going to do.
No cause of death or other details were immediately provided other than it was a short illness. Christine McVie was 79. I'm Ed Donahue.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-386-7195 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner with your headlines. Winter has arrived with the snowy season. Snow plows are out working hard to keep the roads clear. Drivers might notice a new feature on many snow plows throughout Wisconsin. County and municipal snow plows have added flashing green lights in addition to the yellow ones. A new law was passed in April allowing this addition. Officials say green lights create a better contrast against the snow and are more visible during storms. The decision was made because of several close calls, and as they're phased in, officials hoping it will serve as a more visible reminder to slow down and proceed with caution around snowplows. Gas prices falling in Wisconsin. On Monday, prices in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Appleton fell below $3 a gallon. Statewide average gas prices also down from $3.23 a week ago to $3.15 on Tuesday. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back, folks, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Folks, if you're not watching today's show on the Facebook live stream, you're missing out, because Brian likes to do some interpretive dances when given the opportunity, and Evan just gave him that said opportunity.
Did you say said or sad opportunity? Either way, it was, yeah.
Both. What?
Pretty both. Hey, listen, man. No, sometimes you feel Stevie, and sometimes she feels you.
Yeah.
Actually, true. She never does. She never really does. Because she's her own person. And not at all here.
No. Brian's upset about it. But you're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network. If you want to learn more about what we're doing in Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, Richland Center, Madison, Waukesha, and maybe some more cities to come, go to civicmedia.us. You can sign up to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media. You can learn about all the programming that we offer as well across the network.
Shedding. People are shedding in the studio. That's what's happening in Civic Media.
I'm used to the amount of dog hair that I have in my life now is just like, well, not now, but for the last couple of years, I'm just used to it. Like, I expect that I probably eat a couple pieces, drink a couple pieces of dog hair all the time.
That's a contract you signed up for. The dog doesn't know to go and, you know,
I don't know
clean
if
up their
Kelsey's
own hair.
Remy's, though. I don't know who's the everybody. I am full of a house of other people's shedded hair. This is just what it is.
I've met Kelsey before. She seems not to have a shedding problem. I'm just going to say that if there's hair on it, I'm going to say 99% of all of it
there's
is
a difference
because
the dog has
worse.
Black and white hair and she has very blonde hair. So I can tell what hair is what. And
I would hope so.
I mean, you
don't need a microscope to do that. Again, dueling tangents, folks.
It is. And it's a Wednesday. So we're just covering all the different topics that we've got in front of us because there's a lot going on. And if you've watched any of the, and if you want to join, share a tangent, we'll go down a little story with you as well. 844-967-2789. But if you've been watching cable news, which I don't do a whole lot of, Brian, but I get clips every now and then. And so I got a compilation of clips that CNN is put on the air of late, covering a pretty major story. This has been unfolding for a while, that rail workers have been seeking better working conditions, specifically paid sick leave days. And there was a threat to strike earlier this year, and that threat is still on the table. But it's very interesting that CNN, kind of the mainstream cable news network, this is how they've portrayed this story, Brian. And if you haven't heard about it, I think it's pretty interesting. So I got the clip.
Yeah, real quick note here. CNN just recently changed to try ownership. And be more objective, quote unquote, going forward.
On behalf of corporations, in my opinion.
We'll hear the... they are a multimedia corporation with a lot of money and a lot of people flowing that money through.
And new ownership. And so, Evan, let's play it for the people. This is how the potential for a rail strike has been covered by CNN.
A rail strike is one of the most disruptive and expensive things that can happen to an economy.
A rail shutdown or strike would disrupt supply chains.
A strike means food prices could skyrocket.
Many experts are saying would be an economic catastrophe.
That could mean a big shortage and massive price hikes. Even gas prices could increase.
And it also could cost the economy $1 billion within the first week.
That would cripple the economy.
I'm not setting aside the concerns of your members, but are you and your members willing to stop the rails, in effect, and accept those costs to the U.S. economy?
Do you believe a strike is worth it if it cripples the U.S. economy and costs up to $2 billion a day?
More than $2 billion per day.
Is it worth it?
And on top of all of that, the holidays are right around the corner.
It's a little less than a month right before Christmas here.
Especially right before the holidays.
President Biden warning if that happened, it would devastate the economy if we had a strike like that. So joining me now to talk about this and a lot more is Bank of America. It's Brian Moynihan, Chairman and CEO.
What a hell of a guest to have.
Someone who knows very much about labor. Yeah.
Yes.
So what I got from that is that, and everybody should really, really stop what they're doing and write this down. The workers have the power.
Yes.
The workers
that's what it boils down
have
to.
The power.
Because not one aspect of that coverage by CNN discussed... somebody hinted at it, saying, like, despite the concerns of your members, referring to the union members for these labor unions, despite those concerns, they put them to the side. Those weren't even talked about, Brian.
But the economy.
The economy. The economy.
I'm sure they said that to the people who, the families of the people who were killed, you know, making the stadium in Qatar, you know, in Qatar or whatever you want to call it. The families of the people that died making that stadium. You know, but what about the economy? We could make so much money in the games. It's so much more important than your, you know, spouse's life.
So that's the overwhelming coverage that is being portrayed on cable news. And I think it's important to maybe talk about it in a different light, Brian. Because that's what we tend to do here at Dueling Tangents. Yeah. We like to share a little different perspective.
And I want to point out that right now this left leaning talk radio show just talked about lamestream media just now, and we're actually gonna, at least I'm going to, criticize the president for being a corporate shill.
Well, it seems like at least the support that he is giving to a congressional action may frame him in that light, Brian.
If the outcome may end up being, like, again, you have to decide, do the ends justify the means, and are these means good? Because, again, when you rephrase it in a different light, it may seem a little bit different.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So this morning, I'll often reference this. I get Craig Calcaterra's baseball daily newsletter. Craig Calcaterra was a writer for NBC for their baseball beat for a while, and also an accredited lawyer, and worked in a DA's office for quite a while as well. Knows enough to know what he's talking about, and usually doesn't write about things he doesn't. He has a lot of facts in here and a different perspective here. He adds a little bit of political talk into his daily commentary. It's really actually pretty good.
I always very thoroughly enjoy when you share it with me, because it's not a newsletter that I necessarily subscribe. I don't subscribe to it.
Yeah.
But I find his point of view an interesting one, and I think it provides a little different light, Brian, than what CNN was covering this story with.
So I'm going to read a little bit from it and jump in when you need to, or if it seems. So here we go. Going into it a little bit. The railroad workers were threatening to go on strike on December 9th. Assuming Congress acts and Biden signs what they pass, they will be prohibited from doing so, and they will be stuck with the deal imposed by Congress. And despite how this is being described in the media, the bill is being advanced. The bill being advanced, which I presume will pass, will not avert or prevent a devastating strike. It's the government intervening on behalf of management to force workers into accepting a deal they rejected pursuant to their rights under the collective bargaining agreement and labor law. All of this, by the way, comes after the workers and the railroad companies negotiated for 2 years. There was one overriding issue on the part of the workers in those negotiations: paid sick leave. As in, they didn't get any.
Coming out of a global pandemic, folks, that's what they were asking for.
Yeah.
Paid sick leave.
Rail workers must report to work even when they are sick or forfeit their pay. If they get sick or a family member gets sick, they try to miss work. They can be punished or even fired. People have gone into work with COVID. Some have gone in with chest pains and had heart attacks on the job. It's some seriously 19th century workhouse stuff, and it is not as if the workers are asking for a lot. Tony Caldwell, president of the Brothers of Maintenance Way Employees, one of the unions voted down the agreement, said his members will not ratify a deal unless it includes more expansive sick leave benefits. The union is taking 4 paid sick days and has not been offered any. In the latest negotiations last week, the rail carriers stated they were unwilling to negotiate over sick days, Caldwell said. 4 days. And with this, the government-imposed deal, they'll get none. When the rail workers were originally demanding 15 days, it was estimated that satisfying that demand would cost the railroad companies $688 million across the entire industry. $688 million a year across the entire industry. I don't know if the 4-day demand would be proportional to that, but we're clearly talking less than $500 million, perhaps much less.
Yeah, less than a third of that $688. And this is an interesting point where my eyes perked up a little bit, Brian, when the newsletter went in this direction.
Because they'll start getting real upset about the money that they're going to lose by getting paid sick days.
Crippling the economy if they strike.
Yeah. This is what they're arguing over here. Meanwhile, Union Pacific, the largest railroad in the United States, had its most profitable year ever in 2021, reporting $6.5 billion in profits. It posted a net income of $5.4 billion for the first 9 months of this year. BNSF, the second largest railroad company, owned by the centibillionaire Warren Buffett, had a net income of $4.5 billion in the first 9 months of this year. Last year, it realized $6 billion in profits, which was a 16% jump from the year before. The CEOs of the 5 largest railroad conglomerates have been paid more than $200 million in the last 3 years, and the company shareholders have been boosted by nearly $200 billion in stock buybacks and dividends over the last 12 years. In the past 2 decades, railroad operating profit margins nearly tripled for the major carriers, while the percentage of revenue they spent on labor has gone down by double digits. I'm going to read that sentence one more time. In the past two decades, railroad operating profit margins have nearly tripled for the major carriers, while the percentage of revenue they spent on labor has gone down by double digits.
Weird, Brian, but the fact that labor would like to use its ability to collective bargain to strike when those collective bargains are not taken in good faith, say, not negotiating at all over sick days, having the unions go from 15 down to 4 and still not budging, and then having the entire media ecosystem frame it as, well, these workers, or are they really worth, are they worth taking the risk to shut down the global economy to affect supply chains? Everybody knows about supply chains now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We've seen what stressed supply chains mean. They are trying to actively scare Americans around the country that it would be the rail workers affecting this, when the corporations that are profiting hand over fist.
Like, ridiculous.
Like,
this might cost the railroad.
Much.
This might cost the railroads 2-3% of their current profits. Not profits. Revenues, profits.
Yep.
How will these railroads ever survive?
It is disgusting the way that this is being talked about, and the fact that there is not more of a defense of these workers that are asking for so little. 4 paid sick leaves. Days. That's what they're asking for. After the worst pandemic that we have seen in at least 100 years, if not ever.
They're playing a Trump game here, man. Not a Trump, but I'm talking about like Euchre Trump game here. They're trying to one-up each other with cards. And right now, I'm pretty sure that labor holds all the cards here, except for when the corporations bring in the big hand of government to come and say, guess what? Too bad.
And the media.
You don't get to have your power anymore. Now, even if it works out for everybody involved, I don't like the idea of having the government come in and tell you, sorry, your collective bargaining, we're going to take care of that for you.
No, that's
I think we had a problem with that here.
Pretty reminiscent of what we've went through here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. We're going to head over to the phone lines and get in a couple more Wisconsin headlines as well. 844-967-2789. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs level off around 28 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14 tonight. Clear skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with this rail strike because, yeah, the economic ramifications are large, folks. That's not to be understated. But the fact that if you put it in context, what would these mega corporations running the railways, they'd have to give 2 to 3% to be able to meet the demands of their profits, 2 to 3% of their profits to meet the demands of their workers. It's a pretty interesting fact that the way that this is being covered, though, Brian.
Yeah, for sure. And let me give you some more perspective. I like to go and put this out there. If you take $1 million, mm-hmm. that will pay for a $5 raise for 100 workers for a year. That costs $1 million for 100 workers. Now, you take that and you go, the average CEO salary of those large corporations is around $10 million. At what point does $10 and $9 million make a real big difference? Not much. However, okay, let's say, all right, let's say for the sake of argument, CEOs are totally worth a whole bunch of money, ridiculous proportion compared to their workers, okay?
Only in the United States, though.
Yeah.
Those margins don't actually apply to corporations and average worker pay in other countries.
God forbid anyone knows that or everyone realizes that the workers actually have all the power. But anyway, so it's like taking a Dodge Neon, let's say, and putting a Ferrari engine in it. Well, that suspension isn't ready for that Ferrari engine, or the tires are going to get worn out real fast with that torque. And it doesn't necessarily translate to that body. And honestly, you need a little bit of counterbalance and weight. My point is if you spend all your money on the engine and then leave everything else, you're not going to be able to stop the car. The brakes aren't going to, you need to get a little bit better brakes than the ones that you have. And you're probably going to die. You know what I mean? So even if you spent, oh, look, this great engine, I have this amazing engine, but you invest nothing else in any of the parts that actually make, again, your car can still roll if your tires work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the engine will make it go faster, but if the engine doesn't work, you can still unlock it and push it. That's what I'm saying, man. If you think the workers are just the wheels, and the wheels are nothing, well, see what the difference is between, you know, a good pair of tires and a bad set of tires. You know, try and move without them. Try. Can't.
Try. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, you can at 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend here in Madison, Dick from Madison. What's on your mind today, Dick?
You know, this is kind of amusing. I wonder how CNN will cover, will it be the same sky is falling when, as the Republicans do every year around this time, when we talk about something that could really devastate the worldwide economy and screw us up permanently, and that would be when the debt ceiling argument comes up again.
Yeah. My hope is that the Democratic-led Congress still could maybe address that crisis before it comes and either raise it or eliminate it.
It's such a good political football. Yep. Why would you get rid of it?
Right. Well, but, you know, I can just see how they'll cover that. And In other words, I don't think they'll think it's near as bad as this.
And I am proud to shut down the government.
Yeah, I was thank you, Evan, because I was going to reference the exact point that last time Republicans had unified control, you want to know how good at governing they were? They shut down the government.
Yeah, that was fun.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
Right around the holidays, too. And it was talked about the political infighting. Yep.
We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
Oh, we appreciate that, Dick. We appreciate your phone call.
Sorry, that was all me. I was just trying to.
Oh, that was you. Yeah. Oh, look, see? I don't even know who's
going
pushing the buttons these days.
Sorry, man.
But the way that it gets framed is absolutely. I don't even know if the insurrection necessarily got as much coverage as the way that CNN was covering the potential of a rail strike. And so it's fascascinating. And Brian,
it begs the question, is the Biden administration trying to stop it because it looks better for them to not have the economy shut down, or is it because that's what's best for everybody?
Yeah. No, it's an interesting set of bedfellows right now of where you see it. But there was, I believe, an amendment added to, the House of Representatives was voting on these measures earlier today, like as we were getting ready to get on the air. So I don't know where the votes are currently at, but it seemed like there was an amendment trying to add the paid sick leave to the House bill. I don't believe there were any Wisconsin Republicans that voted for it. Democratic U.S. House member Mark Pocan voted against it because it didn't go far enough. I know that, but there wasn't even any support for it out of the purple state Republicans here in Wisconsin. They all voted against it because workers be damned, I guess.
I challenge anyone to come up with any legislation that was promoted, put forth, or even proposed by any Republican in the last 40 years that directly benefited workers.
Okay, Tom. Okay.
It's important to keep asking that question.
It is important to keep asking
that. I asked every Republican poll worker that called me.
There you go. We're going to head over back to the phone lines. We've got enough time to squeeze in one more caller here before the end of the show. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
The whole Tom Hartman thing, that came to mind, the 40 years thing. But, yeah, I mean, that the workers should be getting the sick leave, and it should just, that the company should be told, you're going to be paying these people sick leave, because how much does it cost to not have sick leave in those contracts? That because there's got to be a cost to that costs the company money. Either it's going to cost them money that way, too. As far as for the debt ceiling, as I have said probably here and I've said other places, is under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, Section 4, the debt ceiling is irrelevant. I mean, the debt of the United States shall be honored. That's what it says. I mean, the debt shall not be questioned, period. And just shove that down the Republicans' throat. They don't like it. They can say, you swore an oath to this Constitution. It's time for you to understand what it actually means.
Yeah, but
they struggle with that oath a whole lot, Mark.
Isn't it just such a great political football to just throw around and threaten people with? And, oh, it's going to happen. Thing is, I think the rail workers are kind of like, you know what? Take this job and shove it. How soon is it going? How soon can you train all of the rail workers?
I think it's going to take a little while. So we're going to keep an eye on this story as it continues to develop. We want to thank again U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin for shepherding the Respect for Marriage Act through the U.S. Senate yesterday, heading over to the House. There's a lot to keep an eye on here in this lame duck session. You don't want to stay tuned to Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Oh, save my, oh, I should save my, oh.
sick. Oh.
Hit it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.